You're doing the second movement and the third movement?
Yep.
Okay. And your recital theme, the Oboe Chamber Music of Madeline Dream. Okay.
Thank you.
I thought that was really good. Okay, I think that's the best I've ever heard you play the oboe. Mm. All right, and I think that you doing an ensemble is really good.
Yeah.
So tell me about Madeline Dream.
Well, basically, she's not basically. She's an English composer and actress from the 20s. She takes a lot of influence from a French composer. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
But I listened to one of his pieces. I listened to one of his trios for piano, oboe, and bassoon. And you can kind of hear, like, it's got some similarities with the second movement because it uses the higher register a lot. Like, I'll demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of, like, the start of the second movement, like, straight away, it's quite high. So it's just...
So, Marvin, what were you saying next? And why did you play me that?
Because she, he typically writes kind of for the higher register of the oboe, and
who does?
The French composer that she's heavily influenced by,
yeah.
And you can kind of hear it in that second movement when you compare them. You can hear, and it, like, he writes, like, it's quite slow as well with the trio that I listen to.
Okay.
So
how has what you've listened to influenced your performance?
I listened to a few performances of the trio and I noticed that a lot of people...
So it's the third movement,
yeah. Yeah, well, for both of them.
Because
it kind of, they play it as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, the performances I've listened to, a lot of people have, like, a nice vibrato to their tone.
Yes.
And I try to include that because I think it sounds really nice and it gives the piece a more, like, singing kind of feel.
Okay. How did the pieces you've heard, can you hear different versions,
yeah,
how did they compare with each other?
Well, it kind of... It varied, like, the players vary. Some of them play it a lot more, like... They feel a lot stronger, kind of, because they're more like sun, but then some are more soft and quiet. And I tried to get a nice mix of it, with, like, putting emphasis on some louder parts and making them sound, like, more dramatic.
So what do you like about Madeline Dream's music?
I like that she, because when she wrote them, she wrote for herself, so she wasn't really bothered about whether anyone else can play it. And I like kind of being able to play it, and it's quite nice to, like, because you kind of get a, like, it's quite quirky writing.
What's quirky?
It's just kind of like the rhythm, like in movement three, the whole kind of rhythm of it is kind of, it's quite jumpy and light, and it just sounds quite nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well done. I think you have done very well on those two movements. What else are you doing for your recital? Are you doing the first one as well?
No, we're not doing the first one. We're doing a piano, bassoon and oboe trio.
Is that Madeline Dreams?
Yeah, it's another dream.
Okay,
but cool. It's not the first movement.
So you're just doing the first, the second, third movements of this piece?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think you've done really well. There's some bits where you get the wrong rhythms.
Yeah.
But nothing affects fluency.
Yeah.
The key thing I wrote down is you need to, there's a lot where you're working with a flute in the second movement.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you're bringing harmony, forming harmony. Sort of that has one thing, as though you're one. You really need to lock in and do some work on that.
Yeah.
What you did was good, okay.
And I
think for a first, what does grazioso mean? Graciously,
probably.
Giocoso.
Yeah.
What does giocoso mean?
Giocoso.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Excellent. Grazioso must mean graciously.
Yeah.
I was assuming so.
Right. So.
Yeah.
It's flow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what you've got is good. What you've done is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what we need to do is really work to get to that performance. Okay. Yeah. And it's going to come from the thing with the oboe. You've got the notes. You've got it, and you've done a good performance. And the downfall is with the oboe, unless you keep it up, it will just all go belly up. And you won't get anything good.
Yeah.
Okay. So
just to work on my tone.
Yeah. So well, yes, but it's also the stamina.
Yeah.
You know, you can't let off for a few. You've got to keep up that work and get it under your skin. You should be able to try and do a lot of that. You'd have to use it there, but do it from memory, because then you're performing it. Dynamics. It was the weakest link, understandably probably, but really to go with those dynamics, so doing them.
Haven't really been focusing on them.
No,
as much,
okay.
But
so inconsistently applied. Yes, I would say. Last time, especially to you, this you realise a few passages before and a few performing conventions are applied. Well, no, I don't think we'll give that. Interpretive understanding and oral awareness. Where present the recitals in an ensemble, their oral awareness in relation to the ensemble. Okay. Secure interpretive understanding. Yes, I would say that. Can you use an informed interpretive understanding? Secure. It was mostly secure. No, it was secure oral awareness. Interpretive understanding. What's Madeline Dream's style?
It's kind of her. She typically writes quite light and unpretentious stuff.
Performance markings is your weakest area. Mm. 20, 40, 60, 72. Subject to hearing them all tomorrow, I think you've possibly got a good 85 there. That's the best I've ever heard you play that.
Mm.
Right? I want to do that in a concert at some point. I think because that will do you a power of good. Okay? Because you've got people around you. It's not a solo.
Mm.
And you are clearly an ensemble musician.
Right.
And you've really got it. You're listening to recordings, but you've just got to get it under your skin. Be listening,
yeah.
Be recreating what you hear. What you want to hear.
I've got better with my confidence, though. I'm not crumbling mess this time.
I think you would have been if you were on your own.
So
I'm pleased with that.
Mm.
I think that's absolutely excellent. Okay? And you're going the right. He's got what with so easy with yoga, you're doing it and you want to go there and then you stop for a little while and it comes crashing down.
Yeah.
That's what you mustn't let happen.
Yep.
I think that's a beautiful piece of music, very well chosen. So, well done. Okay, I'm going to keep on with this and I'll give you back.
Okay.
Probably, you're not in tomorrow, are you? So,
no.
Come see me Monday.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm very impressed. Okay, you've got to keep up the work.